نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We proceed with a few more shar or poetry on the reflection of death, pondering and reflecting of the life that is to come after this life. And as I mentioned the other night also, that these few nights of Ramadan, the last few nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he occupied himself in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in ibadat, in zikr, in dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who did so much of other works, and there was nobody perfect like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every department of deen, there was nothing but perfection in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, he exerted himself in ibadat in these last 10 nights. So our problem is that we listen to lots of Quran Sharif ayat, hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we cannot seem to get the himmat, the courage, the strength to start practicing. So these majlises are especially for this purpose, to plow the land of our hearts. That when we are going to plow that land, then if we plant those seeds, then they will germinate, they will grow into huge trees, and then we will see so much of benefit. They will produce after that fruits. The seeds will not be thrown on dry land, on hard ground. So this is something I keep on repeating so that we get our minds focused, that this is not a majlis now of some tafsir of the Quran Sharif or discussion on Palestine, Afghanistan, Chechnya, Bosnia. There is a forum for all those things. This majlis is specially to bring that noor into our hearts, to bring that light into our hearts, to dispel and remove the darkness from our hearts, on account of which we cannot seem to get any enjoyment in anything that we do. So the remembrance of death is one such prescription that gives a person some kind of himmat and courage and strength to stay away from haram, to stay away from those things that displease Allah Ta'ala. That realization that death can come any time, any moment, any place. That there is no warning bells and warning signs. It's not that the angel of death will first give us a telephone call and say, stay ready, I'm coming certain day, certain time. So that is something that keeps a person conscious of the fact that he must not do anything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. For if his death has to come in that state, then it will be destruction and disaster for him in the qabr and in the akhirat and in the everlasting life of the hereafter. And there is no shortage of evidence. This is what we have to understand, that there is no shortage of evidence these days of sudden deaths. If anybody says that no, you must first give a lot of proof of sudden deaths, then we'll say he's living in a fool's world, or he must be living in some other territory or out of space, or he is blind, or he is deaf, he hasn't heard and hasn't seen. So there's no shortage of evidence. And the types of places where these deaths are coming is even more shocking. It's even more shocking. So these ash'ar are in Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's majlis every night in the month of Ramadan. It used to be read. So it's not that it will increase some knowledge of ours or increase the information that we already have. It is so that our hearts may soften up. After that, we will still do the same thing. We will conduct our businesses, we will marry, we will bring up children, we will study, we will do everything. But then the lifestyle will be different. We won't require any police force after that behind us. This angel of death being behind us is sufficient police. We won't need another one after that. Right? رہ کے دنیا میں بشر کو نہیں زیبا غفلت، رہ کے دنیا میں نہیں زیبا، رہ کے دنیا میں بشر کو نہیں زیبا غفلت، لازم ہے کہ موت کا دھیان بھی ہر حال رہے، جو بھی آیا ہے دنیا میں یہ کہتی ہے قضا، جو بھی آیا ہے دنیا میں یہ کہتی ہے قضا، میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے. It is not appropriate and befitting of a person who has come into this world to be negligent, to be indifferent, to be heedless. It is not befitting him. لازم ہے کہ موت کا دھیان ابھی ہر حال رہے. Person, it is obligatory upon him, it is something that's necessary that he should be always concerned of his death which is going to come. جو بھی آیا ہے دنیا میں، جو بشر آیا ہے دنیا میں، whichever human being has come into this world, یہ کہتی ہے قضا، موت، death announces میں بھی پیچھے چلی آ رہی ہوں، میں بھی پیچھے آ رہی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے، میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے. That watch out, I'm also following you. You got life and you came into this world, but I am behind you, death. It's a life. You got life and you came in this world. But remember that I, death, am behind you. Just remember that much. It's just like how somebody is warned that, watch out, I'm behind you. I'm following you. I'm tracing your footsteps. If only a person gets some call from the receiver of revenue, watch out, I'm tracing your footsteps and your transactions. Then see how worried and concerned that person gets. He wants to put his books in order. So that is all that is required, to put our books in order. So we continue in that same theme, with that same theme. Dafatan sar par jo paapoche ajal, dafatan sar par jo aapoche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Dafatan sar par jo aapoche ajal, پھر کہاں تو اور کہاں دار العمل. جائے گا یہ بے بہا موقع نکل، جائے گا یہ بے بہا موقع نکل، پھر نہ ہاتھ آئے گی عمرے بے بدل. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. دفعتن سر پر جو آ پہنچے اجل. Exactly what we are discussing, that if death suddenly comes away, پھر کہاں تو اور کہاں دار العمل. Then where will you have the opportunity to do good deeds? If death came suddenly upon anyone now, will he have the opportunity to remain awake for 27 nights? If any of us sitting here now, if death has to suddenly come, but of course if it suddenly comes now, it will be a very beautiful death. I wish we get it. But I see you are not saying Ameen on it. One person was talking a lot about death in Madina Sharif. Say, Maulana, it's my heart's desire to die in Madina Sharif and to be buried in Madina Sharif. So we were in Madina Sharif. It so happened that we were together and we were near Jannatul Baqi there. So I said, let us raise our hands and make dua here now, that Ya Allah, if you wish to take our souls, then take it in this trip so that we can pass away here in Madina Sharif and lie buried here in Jannatul Baqi. He said, no, not now. Still, this. I like to be buried in Madina Sharif, but not this trip, but some other trip, inshallah. So now, where is that ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gone? That's exactly what he told me. He says, and there we're supposed to be crying, but I started laughing. So no, not here. Very much my heart's desire, not this trip, see some other trip. So he says, Dafatan sarpar jo aa pahunche ajal. So if suddenly death has to come upon anyone, where will he have the opportunity after that to make amal? So all of those people who say we will wait for 27th night and 29th night or some other big night and big day, where do we know whether we will get that opportunity? As I said, that every day there's janazas. Now too, as I see on the board, there's something written there, somebody passed away. So, so-and-so's janaza will leave now, so-and-so's janaza will leave now. So he said, daf'atan sarpar jo aa pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Then there will be no opportunity to make any amal. The student has to make the best of it during the course of the year and prepare for that examination in time. For that examination, you haven't heard of an intelligent pupil waiting for preparation of the examination after the papers have been dished out. That after the papers have been dished out, he says, just give me a little more time, I want to go and prepare for this examination and come. If any candidate has to say that, that I was waiting first, I'll see the papers, and then I'll go and make preparation for the exams. And here Allah Ta'ala has already informed us of the papers to what questions will come there. So he says, Dafatan sarpar jo aa pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal, jayega ye bebaha mauka nikal. This very precious time and moments, an opportunity will be lost totally. It will come out of your hand. This opportunity what you have of doing something in preparation for the hereafter, that opportunity will leave you. You won't get that opportunity again. If suddenly death overtakes you, phir na haath aayegi umre be badal. You cannot replace it. You cannot say that I want to bring back that life. We cannot bring back a single second from that which is gone. Where can we bring back life? Life which is gone is gone. It will never come back. So you say, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Whatever you have to do, do it now. Tomorrow could be too late. In 1994, about the election times, there was one small article in the newspaper where they say in a conference which was on economics in Johannesburg, the person was addressing the audience and he told them, he said that whatever you have to do, you must do it now. Tomorrow could be too late. He was giving them some advices with regards to investments and whatever it may have been. So he said, whatever you have to do, you must do it now. That means after that there will be elections and we don't know what's going to happen, the new government that will come in power and all the rest of it. At that time there was a lot of speculation what's going to happen. So he said, whatever you have to do with regards to your investments and all, you must do it now. Tomorrow could be too late. And the article stated that just after having mentioned that, he collapsed and he died. He mentioned that and then he collapsed and he died. So in that article it was mentioned that he choked. The cause of his death was that he choked. Apparently he had a chewing gum that was somewhere in his mouth and that choked him or whatever it was. But he choked and he died. But that was the time for his death. They can attribute it to whatever they want to. But he left a big lesson. That he said, whatever you have to do, you must do it now. Tomorrow could be too late. So he too did not know that he was not going to see the morrow. He also didn't know. He was telling others, but he didn't know himself too. Otherwise he would have made some investment for the akhirat. He would have brought iman. He should have brought faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and made some investment in the bank of the akhirat. But he was not aware of that too. So jayega ye bebaha mauka nikal, this very valuable and precious opportunity, this golden opportunity will be lost. Phir na haath aayegi umre bebadal, you will never get that opportunity again. This life will not come again. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Tujhko ghafil fikr e uqba kuch nahi, tujhko ghafil fikr-e-uqba kuch nahi, खा न दो का ऐशे दुनिया कुछ नहीं, तुझको गाफिल फिक्र उकबा कुछ नहीं, खा न दो का ऐशे दुनिया कुछ नहीं, जिंदगी चंद रोजा कुछ नहीं, जिंदगी चंद रोजा कुछ नहीं, कुछ नहीं इसका भरोसा कुछ नहीं। एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। तुझको गाफिल फिक्र उकबा कुछ नहीं से, ओ यू हीडलेस पर्सन, ओ यू अनकंसर्न्ड वन, ओ यू नेग्लिजेंट वन, यू डोंट सीम टू हैव एनी कंसर्न ऑफ द आखिरत, ऑफ द लाइफ हियर आफ्टर। Your lifestyle shows that you are unconcerned about the life to come. The lifestyle of a person, it shows whether he has got any concern for the hereafter. If he has got concern, then he will restrain himself from whatever is displeasing to his Creator, to his Rabb, to his Allah. Then he will restrain himself because he's concerned that he will have to answer. But if he just goes headlong, any temptation and he's there. In fact, he goes out in search of sins. That is our weakness today, that we go out in search of sins. To the cinemas, theaters, discos, casinos, what is the person going? He's going out in search of sins. So he says that you are unconcerned. Khana dhoka aisha dunya kuch nahi. Don't be deceived by this world. This little enjoyment, little pleasure, it is going to come to an end. But then the consequences are going to be very serious. So khana dhoka aisha dunya kuch nahi. Zindagi chand roza kuch nahi. Compare your life of this world to the life of the hereafter. There's no comparison. It's just this few days of life. It's not even few days in comparison with the hereafter. So this few days of life, it is nothing. Kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. And the best part is that you cannot even trust this world. You just can't trust this world. All those who place their trust in their wealth, in their properties, in their oil wells and in their fortunes, what happened? When death came, nothing accompanied them. Everything remained here. There's no bharosa, there's no trust. When it deceives you, there's no trust. So ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. That much is enough for tonight. Do whatever you have to do, for at the end of the day there is going to be death. That is that break that we require. Solid break. So the moment there is a temptation to sin, what if death comes in this sinful state? Finish. It's such a break, once you slam that break, finish. That's the end of that sin. Try it out. Be conscious of the fact. Really and truly believe that death can come in that state. And then see if you have the courage to commit those sins. Unless, of course, that person is totally heedless, unconcerned, or he's just talking about death being a reality but he's got no yaqeen in it, then it's different. But anyone who has got a little bit of iman, just tell him to have just this one thought at the time that he is tempted to commit sin. What if? Finish. Now imagine if the person, for example, he wants to sign a check fraudulently. Now he's got the pen in his hand and he's signing fraudulent check. He has made some, or he wants to commit fraud. Now if he just asks himself, what if, whilst I'm signing, the angel of death squeezes my neck and takes out my soul. Now the person wants to commit adultery. He is with the woman and there's seclusion also. He is in a hotel room, curtains are drawn, and now he asks himself, what if? Will he have the himmat to commit adultery? What if the angel of death takes my soul away in this state? So this is the purpose of these majlises and these talks and these programs. It is not to increase your information and knowledge about death. Everybody knows that. I give you a lot of tafsir and hadith sharif. That also we do in other programs. But this program is for this. That we are occupied in so many different works of deen also. People are giving hampers, they're doing social work, welfare work, this work, that work. We're doing talim, we're doing madrasas and masjids and imamat and khitabat and so many things. But still, the temptation to commit sin, there's no break on it. We go headlong. And then we regret later. After we have finished, we say we'll make tawbah. But what if the person did not get the tawfiq of tawbah? Again, that same question, what if I don't get the tawfiq of tawbah? Those who say, commit it now, do it now, later we'll make tawbah. What if? Remember this, what if? So many young people, alhamdulillah, with this type of programs, they have given up their zina, their drugs and their wine and women and song and everything, they've forgotten it. After they consciously ask themselves this question, what if? And they've been writing to me. Because when they wrote to me, then all now we're trying everything, but we can't seem to give it up and it's very difficult and keep on getting tempted to return to it. So then in quite a few letters after that, I started giving this one prescription. Ask yourself, what if the angel of death comes in that state? And with a few little advices, alhamdulillah, so many of them, they say, now we are leading a different life, and there's so much of happiness, so much of peace, so much of contentment, so much of satisfaction. We sleep well, we eat well, we are given respect in the society. The same person who was one time was rejected, now he says, I'm getting respect in the society. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us this realization that we have to meet him one day. And this opportunity that he has given to us to prepare for the hereafter, it is not going to remain with us forever. Daf'atan sar par jo aa pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. If suddenly the angel of death comes and takes your life, then where will you have the opportunity to make any amal? So kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahein sab mere irade. Bohut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bohut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, اللہ 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 اللہ
At the back, they tell somebody to put the fans on if it's hot. Right at the back, in the sand.
Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں او مائی بلوڈ اللہ آئی ریمین ایبسلوٹلی یوز لیس آل مائی لائف ویسٹڈ مائی پریشیس ویلیوبل ٹائم آن یوز لیس اینڈ فیوٹائل تھنگز اینڈ ایکٹیویٹیز ناؤ میک می اے یوزفل پرسن رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہاں او اللہ
whatever life is gone, is gone. For the remaining days of my life, give me the tawfiq to live in your love. Now when the person will live in the love of Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it does not mean he'll be divorced from the world. That is a misunderstanding. He'll be in the world, he'll be doing everything that a normal person does. The only thing, he'll be doing it in the correct way, shown by Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's no time to give detailed explanation now. But may Allah Ta'ala give us that realization.
Har dam karo main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho Oh Allah, you are so kareem, so kareem. Kareem is the one who gives to a person even without that person deserving. So he's saying, Oh Allah, why should I not have hope in you because you are Kareem? And it is not something far-fetched to have this hope in you that you will have mercy on me too. Because I'm repenting, because I'm sincerely regretting what I have done, I'm turning towards you, I'm asking you for forgiveness. So why should I not have hope that you will have mercy on me? So there's no such thing as losing hope also. There's a balance between khauf and raja, fear and hope.
Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho.
Badi mein guzri hai umr sari. Oh Allah, my whole life has been spent in sins, in evil, in vices. But now give me the tawfiq of doing good deeds.
Har dam karu main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ مائی کائنڈ لونگ کمپیشنٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی ڈیئر اللہ او مائی موسٹ بلوڈ اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو او اللہ وی ہیو ڈن گریٹ انجسٹس اپون اور اون سولز By sinning, O Allah, we haven't harmed you, we have harmed ourselves. O my beloved Allah, we have done great injustice to our own souls. But O my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak night, the 25th of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. If you are not going to forgive us, who else is there that we can turn towards? O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, There is no one for us besides you. Mere pyare Allah, tere siwa hamara koi hai hi nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kaha. Oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy from sinful ones like us, then oh my Allah, for whom is going to be your maghfirat and forgiveness? Ya Allah, your forgiveness is for sinners like us. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, whichever part of the day or night a servant of yours calls out Allah, you listen to his Allah. Ya Allah, you listen to his call. You respond to his call. There's no question of darkness for you. There's no question of light for you. Oh Allah, light and darkness are no barriers. Ya Allah, distance is no barrier for you. Oh my Allah, you listen to the call. Ay Allah, we are pleading before you. We are begging, O my beloved Allah. It is a shame and humiliation to beg of human beings. But O Allah, it is an honor to beg of you. O my Allah, you become extremely pleased when we beg of you. You become extremely angry when we do not beg of you. Ya Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that the dua that should be made in Laylatul Qadr is Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afafu anna ya kareem. Oh my beloved Allah, something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Oh my beloved Allah, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, such a large gathering of young people are raising their hands. Oh my beloved Allah, we have the sick and the weak amongst us. We have the little children amongst us. Ya Allah, we have the feeble amongst us. Ya Allah, we have the young, fit and healthy amongst us. Ya Allah, everyone is asking for forgiveness. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that pours in this Mubarak night.
Ayyubere Allah, tonight is the 25th night. Allah, it is the odd night of the last 10 of Ramadan. We do not know whether we will see another 25th night in our lives. Allah, so many people who were living last year on the 25th night have gone never to rise again from their graves. Allah, the angel of death is behind us too. We do not know where he will grip us and how he is going to catch us. Allah, we do not know when death will come and how it is going to come. Allah, what if that death comes in some haram action or deed? Allah, don't let our death come in any kind of haram action or deed. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us, O Allah, in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us, O my beloved Allah, in wine or women who are haram for us. O Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are extremely ashamed. We are very much ashamed of all the sins that we committed in our lives. Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, mere pyare Allah, all the sins that we committed, nothing is hidden from your sight. You are well aware of everything that we did. You have seen everything that we have done. You know, my beloved Allah, every movement of ours. Allah, it was just your compassion and your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. Allah, in the Bani Israel, one person committed zina and 70,000 people on that day lost their lives. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the realization that death is behind us too. Mere pyare Allah, save us. Oh my beloved Allah, save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Allah, nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, whom we have made our bosom friends. Mere pyare khuda, they have declared themselves openly as our enemies, but we have made them our bosom pals and friends. Ay mere pyare khuda, save us and protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Allah, we are being deceived by this world, O my beloved Allah, whereas it cannot be trusted for a single moment. Ya Allah, the things of this world we should make use of, but we have given our hearts to the things of this world. Mere pyare Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Allah, hum kitne gande hai, hum kitne nalayak hai, hum kitne khabees uttaba ban gaye hai, hum mujrim hai, hum nalayak hai, hum badkar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, lekin mere Allah, hum tere bande hai, tujhe chhod ke maula hum jaye kahan, tujhe chhod ke rabbe kareeb hum jaye kahan. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Oh my beloved Allah, no matter how sinful we may be, no matter how dirty hearted we may be, no matter how filthy our condition, but oh Allah, who else is there for us for forgiveness besides you? Ya Allah, the world does not accept a person repeatedly when he commits sins and when he commits crime over and over. Ya Allah, he is rejected by the society. He is put away in prison all his life. But oh my beloved Allah, you are so merciful, so forgiving, so kind, so compassionate, so loving and caring that you leave the doors of Tawbah open. As long as we make sincere Tawbah, you are prepared to forgive. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere Tawbah from all sins. Ya Allah, we are pledging, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, we haven't enjoyed anything in sinful life. Nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us, O my beloved Allah. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat from us. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy, then we will face destruction in this world, destruction in the grave, and destruction in the hereafter. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum jaan boojh karke gunah karte rahe. Purposely, deliberately, oh Allah, we kept on committing sins. We were persistent in our sins. Ya Allah, in spite of all the sins that we were committing, Ya Allah, you kept on giving us food to eat. You kept on giving us clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa koi maabood nahi. There is no Allah besides you. Allah, tu hi hamara khuda hai. Tu hi hamara maabood hai. Tu hi hamara masjood hai. Tu hi hamara maqsood hai. Ay Allah, tu hamara banja. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. make a decision, O Allah, to make us yours and become ours. No one is going to question you, O my beloved Allah. If you have to make a decision, no one is going to question you. That those sinful, dirty-hearted people who were in Masjid al-Noor, who had raised their hands before you and had made some kind of tawbah, how did you make them yours and become theirs when they broke their tawbah so many times? Allah, there's nobody to question you if you have to make us yours. Indeed, we are acknowledging we are dirty and filthy. But, O Allah, there is no other way for us to clean and purify ourselves except by taking a plunge into the ocean of tawbah. Ay, mere Allah, if a person is dirty and filthy, if his body is filled with urine and stool and blood and filth, Ya Allah, if he has to stand outside the ocean, then he can never get purified. Ya Allah, but if he takes a dive into the ocean, and the ocean says, O you sinful one, O you dirty one, dive into me and see how I clean you. Ya Allah, if the waves of the ocean can clean and purify the person's body, and the water still stays clean, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to purify our hearts? Ya Allah, just your intention, Ya Allah, just your decision to purify us is sufficient. Allah, your forgiveness is so vast. Your ocean of forgiveness is so vast. Ya Allah, no matter how far we may have gone, Ya Allah, but we want to return to you. May Allah bless us with sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness in our lives. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with trust in you. O Allah, bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh, my beloved Allah, when a person has put two pages together and he has put solid glue, oh my Allah, when he wants to separate those pages which have been stuck together, the pages will tear into pieces, but they will not separate. Ya Allah, let our hearts be attached with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a manner that our hearts will tear to pieces, but they will not separate from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah, you are all powerful, you are almighty. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. May Allah, you are watching every action of ours. Ya Allah, this very moment you are listening to us. Ya Allah, you are seeing our hands raised before you. Oh my Allah, you are seeing even the regret and the shame that we are experiencing in our hearts. May Allah, you can see into our hearts that we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. May Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Allah, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed, O my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. O Allah, change the condition of our hearts. It is not difficult for you, O my beloved Allah. You are the one who has blessed us with hearts. Our hearts are between your two fingers, O my beloved Allah. You can turn them in whichever direction you wish. O Allah, we want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to become yours. But O Allah, with your qudrat and your power of jazb, make us yours. Allah, hamara banja, aur hame apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zabi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zabi meri. Allah, if I have everything but I don't have you, then what is life? Ya Allah, if you become mine, then everything will be mine. But if you are not mine, O Allah, nothing will be mine. My children will not be mine. My business will not give me profits. Oh my Allah, my home will not give me comfort. Oh Allah, then I will suffer all kinds of problems. Allah, tu hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। Oh Allah, if somebody has to ask me, what am I asking? Then I will say, I'm asking you from you, that you become mine and I become yours, day and night, that is my dua, Oh Allah. Hey, mere Allah, ab to hamara ban ja. Allah, ab to hamara ban ja. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of all filth that has embedded itself. Allah, give us the purified hearts that you give to your awliya siddiqeen. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are in the masjid or whether they are listening over the receivers, or whether they are in hospitals or in homes, wherever they may be, O Allah, bless them with complete cure from all their ailments. Allah, humay bi shifa'e tam ata farma. Allah, sehat-e tam kamila ata farma. Allah, hame hamari aulad ko, aulad ki aulad ko, hamare khandan ko, biwi bachcho ko, maa baap ko, sab ko, Allah, sehat ata farma. Allah, bless everybody with complete shifa from all illness. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are suffering financial problems, give them plentiful of halal and remove their financial difficulties and problems. Mere Allah, those people who are without children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those whom you have given children, Ya Allah, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Allah, unki aulad ko nek aur saleh aulad bana de. Ya Allah, so many parents are shedding tears of blood. Their children are gone far away. Allah, they have rejected the parents. They have gone onto drinks and vices and evils. Allah, bring those children back onto track. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems and hardships of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq. Ay, mere pyare Allah, which part of the world the ummah is not suffering? Mere Allah, remove the difficulties and suffering of the ummah. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for the ummah. Ya Allah, those who are the enemies of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bless them with hidayat and guidance. But if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will never accept Islam, and they will continue causing destruction to Muslim life and property, then, oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, cause the planes to crash. Oh my Allah, cause the ships to sink. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the earthquake to destroy them. Oh my beloved Allah, send the flood waters against them. Oh Allah, send typhoons and tornadoes against them. Mere pyare Allah, help and assist the Muslim Ummah. Allah, give guidance to the Ummah also, to restrain themselves from everything displeasing to you. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khankas, Tabligh, Dawat, and all other deeni activities. Allah, jitne bhi deen ke kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma, aur sab ki hifazat farma. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, how much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, oh my Allah, how much he cried for us. How much of his tears were shed for us. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko choom karke jo maanga tha. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne mataf pe chal karke jo maanga tha. Rukne yamani choo karke jo maanga tha. Mizab-e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo maanga tha. How much he cried on the Mizab-e-Rahmat. Hatim mein namaze padhkar jo manga tha. And what he asked at the Multazam for so long, he attached himself. That sinless, masoom Nabi, oh my Allah. His tears wets his ihram. Ey mere pyare Allah, how much he cried for us then. Allah, behind the Muqam-e-Ibrahim, mere pyare Nabi ne Muqam-e-Ibrahim ke piche namaze padhkar jo manga. Zamzam ka pani pi karke jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, بیلائی نے اخسرین کے درمیان دوڑ کر کے جو مانگا، مینا کے میدان میں جو مانگا، اے اللہ عرفات کے میدان میں جو مانگا، ان دا پلینز آف عرفات فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب ہی کرائیڈ، اے اللہ آل دیٹ ہی آسکڈ فار اس ان عرفات اینڈ ان مزدلفہ، بلیس اس ود آل دیٹ گڈنس، اور پیرنٹس ود دیٹ گڈنس، اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن ود دیٹ گڈنس، اینڈ دا انٹائر امت ود دیٹ گڈنس، اینڈ فرام آل دا مسچیف اینڈ کرپشن اینڈ فتناز دیٹ ہی آسکڈ فار پروٹیکشن، او اللہ پروٹیکٹ دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners. Those who will be an assistant and a help in their deen and a protection for them against zina. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when our time of departure comes from this world, then, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Oh my Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. And at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on my lips. Let our soul come departing. Let our soul come dancing towards you, O my Allah. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over that Mubarak graveyard, we too may be forgiven. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. All our students who have written examinations or writing, give them success in their examination. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. There are some brothers who want to become bayat. They've been telling me from the whole week they want to become bayat. Bayat is the choosing of a specialist. That's all it is. I'm not going to give you all the technical definition and all the details of how bayat is coming down from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the sahabas, besides the bayat on Islam, they also made bayat on so many other things, bayat on hijrat, bayat on this, bayat on that. So there are many, many different kinds of bayat they made. Then again in Surah Mumtahina at the end of the surah, the women folk, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, when they come to you, then make them bayat on this and on that, on many things have been mentioned there. Allah, Allah, yushrikna billah, and all the rest of it. But I'm not going into all that, I don't have the strength for all that now. But so bayat is the choosing of a specialist, that's all. In common language, in layman's language, that just as you have a specialist for your physical body, that when you suffer from heart, lung, liver, then you choose some specialist. So when you choose a specialist, that does not mean that you have rejected all the other specialists, that they are all annaris, or they don't have certificates, or they didn't qualify from anywhere, or they all are cutthroats, or they all are those who consign people to the graveyard. It doesn't mean that. If 100 heart specialists qualified from a certain college, then you will respect all the others too, that they have got qualification too, and many, many others who have taken their treatment, they have also benefited. So it is not like a comparison that this one is better than that or that one is better than that, or a rejection of everyone else and only the specialist that you choose is the only one going to Jannah. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that to save confusion in our spiritual life, although there are 100 qualified specialists, but you don't go and take everyone's advice, you don't go and tell everyone, I will be sleeping on that table there. So since all of you qualified and all of you all have got very good degrees and a lot of experience, so it's my desire that when I'm on the table there, then everyone must come with a knife and place on my body. What's going to happen to that patient? So he will choose one and he will submit himself. But before choosing, he'll use his intellect, he'll use his knowledge, he'll use the experience of others and himself, or he will look around that how many people really went to this specialist and whether they benefited or they ended up in the graveyard. So they'll look around and then they'll choose one specialist. That's what we normally do. That is, it's what happens in normal life. That if I have got a heart problem, then I'll ask somebody that I want to go and see somebody for my heart. Who must I see? So somebody will tell me, yes, you know, so-and-so, he went. He had a heart problem, he went to so-and-so. And he was a very good specialist and he had very good treatment. Then I'll ask somebody else, he recommends somebody. Then I'll use my wisdom and choose the best. That's how we go about it. So for spiritual self also, a person must not just give his hand into anybody's hand and say, you are my peer and my shaykh and murshid. Just because somebody came and read beautiful naat or gave a beautiful speech or had a big amama and big tasbih in his hand. So that's why automatically now that person, you make him a shaykh. And some even go and they ask, or they canvass for murids. They say, come bayat on my hand.